Ben, thank you so much for assisting us with this book. You've just done a fabulous job. Here are the additional questions that I know that you had wanted to share with people in addition to what was in the chapter. How did your family react to your assault after you told them?
Well, I told my brother first, and he had had friends who had been sexually assaulted before, and he was a really big advocate on the campus. We actually went to the same school, the second school, and so he knew of places where I could go for help. But he was really supportive, and I think that made it a lot easier for me to tell my parents. I was kind of surprised at my parents' reaction because both of them had told, after I told them, they told me about similar experiences they had with their friends. These are things that they never had told us growing up. And so it was really relieving and invigorating to know that they were so supportive of me.
That's wonderful. Did their support of you almost open up a whole new discussion on their own experiences, like you were just mentioning? Did that discussion reach out into areas you didn't even expect?
I really did. My father had always been, you know, not really stern and, you know, solid face, but he really didn't tell us a lot about his childhood. And by telling us about his experience with relatives and his friends and such, it really made me realize, you know, how close that we were. In addition, just my parents, both of them being so supportive, really told me that I knew that I could tell other people and that I could start, you know, continue to become that advocate for change.
Why do you think your speaking out has helped others to disclose? And what about your approach do you find to be so effective in helping others?
One of the big things that I noticed when I was on the peer education group is a lot of places they bring in speakers that are, you know, 10, 20, 30 years removed from the college experience. And it's kind of hard for me as a student to really believe someone who's saying, you know, whatever their message is. It's a lot easier for me to understand it if it's coming from someone in my own age group. And just by being younger, I feel that people can relate to me more. And I'm also very upfront. If people have questions, I have no problem answering. I'm very casual in my approach, and I give them contact information. If they don't feel like asking a question in public in front of their fraternity brothers or their sorority sisters or whatever group they're in, they can always contact me later. And that way, you know, they have that confidence and the confidentiality that they're looking for.
How has being a survivor of sexual assault changed your way of life and the lifestyle you live?
It really changed a lot of things in the beginning. Before I was sexually assaulted, I wouldn't say I was a hardcore partier, but I did go out and drink a lot on the weekends. And February 28th was the last time that I drank anything, that I went out to any parties for over a year and a half. And it was something that at the time I felt I needed to do for myself. But it also opened up my eyes to more of the world around me. I would have to say I was pretty naive to a lot of things. And then it was a culture shock to me, just knowing that, wow, this happens to people. I mean, you hear about it in the news, but to actually have it happen to someone and then to hear so many stories, it really makes me appreciate what we have on this earth and, you know, how the resilience of the human spirit can overcome such a dramatic incident.
Well, thank you for having the courage to share with us. And we really appreciate all of the experiences, the thoughts, the emotions, and feelings that you shared with us today.
Well, thank you very much.